Hi, this is Jason Heath, and you're listening to an Inside the Arts podcast, available exclusively at insidethearts.com/podcasts. Jason Heath, and you're listening to Because Shut Up, That's Why, the music review podcast where a panel of guests listen to recordings and then offer comments. Panelists may agree or disagree, and if they ever feel like ending a discussion with another guest at any point, they can retort with the safety phrase, Because Shut Up, That's Why. In order to make things even more interesting, guests aren't told what or who they're listening to until after they've had a chance to comment. So we're here down at the Lyric Opera Chicago today with three members from the Lyric Opera Orchestra. We're here with Collins Trier, who's a bass player in the orchestra, Frank Babbitt, who's a violist, and John Rosenkrantz, who's the principal librarian. Hey guys, thanks for being on the podcast.
Hola.
All right. We don't know who I am or what I'm listening to, or who I'm with, or where I am. Is the break over yet? What are we doing?
It's okay, Frank. The bathroom's down low.
I need a candy bar. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm fine now.
All right. Well, I think you guys have some interesting comments for these. I'd love to hear what you think about the pieces, who you think it is, and anything about the composer. So we've got some pretty interesting stuff here. So we're going to start with this first piece. I'm not going to tell you anything about it. Just give me your thoughts.
Take no prisoners.
Exactly.
That's where the Klingon on the Enterprise, the battle right there with Kirk, the Klingon leader battling it out, right?
I mean, has this ever been used in a movie or TV?
It's got to.
It's like the perfect. That, it's like Darth Vader's like come in and he's like
John
strangling.
Williams?
Like,
yeah.
I thought it was Jaws 4, the return.
No. It actually, I'm laughing because the version I've actually heard and know is the Emerson, Lake, and Palmer version of this. So I'm not sure I've ever actually heard the orchestral version of this. So I'm sitting here thinking, okay, it's on Works Volume 1. Is it the Scythian Suite?
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Don't ask me the composer. It's like a Russian. Is it Prokofiev?
It's Prokofiev.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. He wrote actually movies.
Well, yeah.
And it's interesting because it has that total feel. It reminds you of that.
Very cinematic.
Cinematic. Everybody would write like that. You know, that's just like, I love that piece. I mean, that's like, yeah. But it does sound like John Williams. Well, John Williams sounds like it.
Definitely the love scene, right?
Yeah, exactly. The tender moment.
Wow, great performance, great execution. Wow.
Yeah, that makes
brilliant.
Any guesses on the orchestra? Chicago Symphony Orchestra.
Wow. Everything was great about it.
Yeah. I'm pretty crazy about this, actually.
Do you know where that was recorded? Was that at the hall? Because that was a very dry string sound. Maybe it's just the speakers.
Well, yeah, I wonder, because I know, didn't the CSO used to always record like down in
Medina.
They used to record in Medina?
They'd go to Champagne.
Yeah, I thought they went to Champagne sometimes, too. I don't have that info up, but we'll put it in the show notes. So,
I wonder where they did record it.
I don't know. Yeah, but it does sound dry, doesn't it?
It sounded good.
It's good, yeah.
Can't mistake that brass. You know, that's just the best in the world.
That was the best in the world.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's something else.
Get that one there.
We got another for you guys, and this is kind of in another direction, but kind of not. So, give me your thoughts on this.
Concerto for Pipa and Orchestra by, I can't pronounce it.
I assume it's the Silk Road folks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yo-Yo Ma.
Exactly. Yeah, Yo-Yo Ma.
He didn't write it.
No, with Yo-Yo Ma. No, he didn't write it. I believe, isn't, am I wrong? Is it Lou Harrison did it, right? That's the Pipa Concerto. I think that's the Harrison Pipa Concerto.
Okay.
So, I played this piece down in the Irish Chamber Orchestra with this same Pipa player.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is it the guy that's around here?
It's, no, it's a woman.
Okay.
A female Pipa player.
I might have played this.
Yeah. And it's got a wicked double bass solo in it, of all things. And so it's like and it's one of those things where there's nobody else playing except one bass player and the Pipa. And it's all Coligno. And so it's like the hardest dang thing I think I've ever, well, I mean, maybe not the hardest, but like exposed, like Pipa, you know, polyrhythms, and you're like, boop, 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 pits, 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 boop, 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 boop. And I ended up taking an old sound post and just like learning it all with sound post. So, yeah, but it's like, you know, it's like a little bit of a scary thing, you know. So you play that movement, and then you know it's like the second movement's coming up for that crazy bass solo, so. Any thoughts on the group?
This was not a Chinese composer.
Hold on, it is Lou Harrison, right? Unless I'm on crack, it's Harrison. No, it's got a little. Have you heard any other Harrison stuff? It's kind of got a little bit. I mean, obviously it's for Pipa, so it's sort of like, you know, got that banjo sound. But I think it sounds there are some elements. If you ever heard the Harrison Bass Concerto, that new concerto, it's got a few of those elements in there. A little bit.
Wow.
Yeah. It's cool.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, were you into the composition like that?
I thought it used the orchestra well. I liked the solo cello, and the Pipa player was really, really fine.
And it's well orchestrated, too. You can actually hear the Pipa. I know that part of that is the magic of recording, but still, the way it was orchestrated, it was thin enough so that the Pipa actually worked.
Yeah.
It was something like that's hard to imagine. Yeah. Hitting that poor instrument against an orchestra, but it worked here.
And this is any guess for the orchestra? Probably
hard to tell.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to tell.
Probably one of the big groups, I'm assuming.
St. Paul.
You know. Yeah. It's actually off of the same Chicago Symphony release that we just played from.
That's what I guess, since they just did the whole thing recently.
Yeah,
good.
So some cool stuff though. So good. Well, we're gonna got one more for you here. This kind of goes in a different direction, but.
Thank you.
It's not Edgar Meyer, but it's good, really good.
Where are these bass players coming from? Where to God?
That's a good question. Yeah, right.
I thought it was Jason's master.
That's my recital that I did the other day.
Was it Bojo?
Of course. That's Da Xun Zhang.
Sort of ties in because he's
actually the bass player for the Silk Road Project. He plays with them. So, yeah. So that's Da Xun.
If I'm going to hear Meditation from Thais transcribed for the double bass, that's the guy I want to hear. Present company, excluded, of course.
I don't think so.
Beautiful. 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 You know, incredibly musical. And
if I wasn't a bass player, did you know that it was a bass player?
Oh, yeah.
Right from the beginning?
No. Not from the beginning.
But
as a matter of fact,
to the lower register.
As a matter of fact, I was thinking, oh, this is so beautiful on the cello. You know, thank God it's not some double bass player. And then he got down to the lower register. I'm just coming clean here, guys.
It's Jason. What do you think?
It was gorgeous. I thought the lower register was very, really grabbed you. I mean, he has a vibrato and sound quality down there. Just.
It also was the giveaway was the vibrato at the top too, because you know there's no more fingerboard. You're not on the fingerboard anymore.
Yeah. And the total quality actually suffers up there.
Oh, the fingerboard ends, and then when somebody of his caliber can make it sound like he's still on the fingerboard, even though he's right next to the bridge, which is amazing.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's interesting what you think it was instrumentally, because I don't know if
it was a pipa.
Yeah, it was a pipa. Yeah, it's not exactly. And if you hear that guy live, I mean, that's a pretty close representation to the live performance. I mean, he's one of those people where I know that when he would do a master or a recital, he went to Indiana University. When he'd do a recital, everybody would whip out their mini recorders and just put it up because they knew this guy's going places.
Yeah, it's in the tone and the tone quality, and really.
Well, and anyone that can play up there that accurate all the time like that's just amazing. Yeah.
You know, it's so tough for bass players because, like, if you don't play it in that octave, you get buried by the piano. Because I've played this before, and I'm not going to be playing that recording on this anytime soon. But it's, I tried to play a little bit of up there, but I'm just not good enough to play, frankly, like, and sound good up there, that high. And so it's tough. It's like a juggling act. Or what do? You transcribe the piano down, so it's a tough piece to move over to the bass, actually.
Sometimes you fall over the top when you're playing when you're up there.
Occupational hazard.
Yeah. Huge. But the fact that he could maintain the intensity way up there, and then back off and make that transition back down again. It's very impressive. A true master.
I was almost sure it was Bojo, actually, though. Because what we're talking about.
No.
The guy that recorded the Beethoven cello sonatas.
Beethoven
4th cello sonatas.
Really? I don't know if I know.
You don't have this recorded?
No.
It's unbelievable.
No. I'd love to check it out.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we go.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. I don't have
it. It's some of the most beautiful bass playing I've ever heard in my life.
I hate to start this effing solo.
No, I'll get it.
This episode of Because Shut Up, That's Why was originally recorded on April 9th, 2008, and produced and engineered by Jason Heath and Drew McManus. I'd like to thank our guest panelists, all members of the Lyric Opera of Chicago Orchestra, bassist Collins Trier, violist Frank Babbitt, and principal librarian John Rosencrantz, who is also the author of Inside the Art's own Books on Culture blog. Our theme song, Tight Sweater 1, was composed by Mark Mellitz and recorded by Real Quiet on the Endeavor Classics label. Learn more about Mark at www.markmellitz.com. This album is available for download at Amazon.com or iTunes.com. Thanks to Iota Promonet, you can listen to the tracks featured on today's podcast at our homepage at insidethearts.com/podcasts. I'm Jason Heath. Thanks for listening.